And now your host, real estate broker, consultant, and best-selling author, Todd Tremonti.
Nope, not today. We got something way better. We got me. We got Grady. Say hi, Grady.
Hey.
Into a microphone would be great.
Hey.
We got Gibson.
Howdy.
We got Jeremy.
Giga Mags.
We got Brandon.
What's up?
And we've got David.
I'm here.
And we've even got Jackson's in the room. Say hi, Jackson.
Hey.
And we've got Courtney as usual. Todd's away. He's out. We're going to have some fun today. That's what I feel like. You want to have fun, guys?
Let's do it.
Yes. And Courtney, of course, and girl. Guys and girl. We're going to hear some stories. We're going to tell you what's going on in the world of real estate. We're going to hear from buyers, agents. We're going to hear from listing specialists, marketing specialists. We're going to have some fun. We're going to share some stories. And this first segment, as always, is brought to you by who, Grady? Microphone needed.
Microphone. This first segment is brought to you by Cardinal Financial. Looking for a mortgage lender? Patrick Larris and his team will get you right. Looking for Patrick? MLS, NMLS number 308804. Phone number 972-728-3420. Or patricklarris.com.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. I mean, this might be the best read we've ever had. If you are thinking about getting a mortgage, if you want to refinance, if you want to talk to somebody about what is it going to look like, what do I need to do to maybe buy a second property, third property, whatever that looks like, go and start an application right on his website, patricklarros.com, NMLS number 308804. Grady, you nailed it.
That's exactly what I just said, yeah.
Yeah, it was very, very good. I think we need to turn your mic up a little bit, though. All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to start off with David, and I want to know, what are you seeing, David, in the marketplace right now? What's a story that you can share with me that you've experienced recently with one of your clients? What do you got going on?
Well, as far as helping buyer clients buy houses, I would say one of my latest ones was in December. We'll give his name. His name's Mike. And he was looking for a new build, and we looked and looked and looked, and it was just, things weren't working out. And finally, we shifted our focus a little, went to some different builders in some different areas, and we were able to get him a new build house. I think the price tag on that sucker was like $485. And we did a little negotiating, and somehow they gave it to us for $459 and $20,000 in closing costs from the builder. So felt like it was a win. He felt good. The builder was happy to sell a house. And, you know, and I just, when I initially talked to Mike and his wife, it was, they really didn't know what they wanted. And so we kind of had to narrow that down. I spent some time with them. We did some Zoom calls. We did some in-person. And we got it narrowed down to where we found them a great house, and they're excited, and they've moved in.
So help, there's probably people out there that's listening to that and thinking, well, I don't know what I would want either.
Like, right.
Where do you begin with a client and helping them to figure out what it is that they want? Like, where do you start with that?
Yeah, well, you know, it used to be where you work. You kind of live near where you work. Well, now so much work is done online and not in person that you can almost, a lot of people in a lot of jobs can live anywhere. And so this guy is a work from home guy. So he, you know, we narrowed that down to, he wanted to be closer to his family. They live out in the Wiley area. He said he would be even east of there, out towards Royce City and Fate and Terrell. And that's where we looked at. And so he was within 30 minutes of his kids. A lot of it is, you know, we say when we sit and meet with people, it's time to buy a house when it's right for you and your family and your finances. And he had kind of been kicking it around for a year, and it just, these last 6 months were right for him, and it was the right time. And there was some inventory on some new builds, and we got one.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it kind of begins as a strategy session, right?
So that's right.
That's what we've talked about a lot, though. Hey, we're always willing and happy to sit down with you and talk for 45 minutes or an hour or 2 hours, whatever that looks like, on helping you figure out is now the right time for you to either buy or sell a home? And so if that's you, if you're thinking about it and you're just not sure, you're on the fence, but you want some advice, you can go to todtremonteam.com where you can, you know, fill in a form and somebody on our team will reach out to you. Really could be any one of us that you would speak to. Or you can give us a call, 214-310-0008, 214-310-0008. And we can just have a chat right there on the phone when you give us a call. And we'll figure out a time that we can get in person or on a Zoom and just kind of go from there.
I got one more thing on that, figuring out when the time is right. You wouldn't believe, I talked to Patrick weekly, but he is always telling me stories about how people will call him and say, hey, can you get me approved today? I found a house I want. And that's ridiculous. He's like, probably not.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't take 20 minutes to approve somebody. And they're so not prepared, then it's going to be a disaster if you don't plan this thing out, have a strategy session, come in for a buyer consultation with one of us, whatever it may be. You can't just call up and buy a house in one day. That's not how it works.
Buying a house actually takes some effort and planning. It's not like going to the grocery store, right? You actually need to get some things in place before you can buy a home, and that takes... it takes time. So give us a call, 214-310-0008. Go to todtremonteam.com, click on the radio tab, and you can fill in a form right there too, and we'll talk to you. Grady, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing a lot of more movement now than we were a while ago. Closer up. Here I am. It's me. You know, I think what I'm experiencing a lot of right now, being the youngest on the team, is you see a lot of people, like right now, I've got a handful of clients. People are either first-time home buyers trying to navigate if they even want to live in Dallas, people that are wanting to find investment properties. But as we walk through our process with them, whether it's their first time or their 10th time, everybody's blown away by what we do and how we operate, what we have to offer. Like, over and over again, it's like, I can't believe I'll do this. This is awesome. And then as you walk through the process with them, consistently just... like, I have one guy that when he calls me, he's always so excited to hear my voice.
Of course.
My mom says the same thing. But it's just like, we are wowing people with the effort we put in, the value we bring, the quality of what we do. And I mean, you know, how much different would this look if we pulled back half of what we do and the value we bring?
Yeah, there's a reason that we have over 700 reviews on Google. There's a reason that we have a coaching consulting company where people are flying into our office to spend time with Todd and with myself and with the entire team, because they want to learn, what is it that we're doing that's different? Like, what is it that we're doing where we're able to offer such value to our clients and deliver a world-class service? And that's something that I think we do at a really high level, but it takes time, and it takes training, and it takes bringing in the right people. And that's what I think we're continuing to build, is something that, you know, clients, they're excited to leave a review about what their experience was with Jeremy or with David or with Gibson, just all the team members. Like, that's what you can see when you go on Google and you restart reading those reviews. And it's a really, really cool thing to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you about DP Lambert, Goosehead Insurance. DP's been doing this for a long time now, and he's saved us thousands of dollars over the years. If you have not shopped your home insurance, your auto insurance recently, reach out to DP, dp.lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, dp.lambert@goosehead.com. You can give him a call, 214-614-8595. You're probably not going to remember any of that, so you go to todtremonteam.com, click the radio tab, and you will find all of our recommended pros and vendors information right there. Let's take a shift over to the into the marketing side of things. What have you got, Jeremy? What's a story recently you can share on a success story with one of your clients?
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of really good things on the listing side over the last, I'd say really since Christmas. It was like the week before Christmas, we started seeing a pretty big uptick in activity and showings, offers, and really just the first part of this year has been a lot of slow momentum building. It's not a overnight craze, right? We're not back in 2020, but there's been a lot of really good things going on. And what I'm seeing with several of my listings is we're not getting 40, 50 showings, right? Like we were a few years ago at times. But when we're getting two or three showings, I know how to use some of our team's marketing strategy, and I've been able to actually get offers above asking, above already pretty high asking prices too, and get those executed without a ton of what most would consider to be competition, right? I don't have 3, 5, 7 offers in hand. I may only have one, but using the right strategies, I've been able to find buyers that are motivated. There are people looking right now. They're tired of waiting around. You know, interest rates have come down a little ways. And so there's a lot of good stuff going on. We've got buyers who are naturally a little more there's a little more hesitation, right? Because they're paying higher prices than in the past. They're paying higher interest rates. And so as a seller, you do have to be aware that there are some things that can come up and there's some hurdles that are unique to this market. We had a buyer try to back out of one of the purchases of ours that I was, you know, listing the home for. And just knowing the contract, knowing how to kind of protect my seller, I was able to basically keep them around and creatively and carefully, you know, let them know that they weren't able to back out for kind of the reasons they were wanting to. And we actually came up with an incredible amicable solution. We got what was needed done, and we're closing on that home here in 2 days. And it was the only showing we had the entire duration of the listing, right? We put it on the market. We had one showing. It was the first weekend, and we took that interested buyer, ended up selling the house for over $10,000 above the asking price of $400,000. And my seller was super pumped, so it was awesome.
It was a really crazy story. So I'll share a little bit, but basically I'm not going to go into the specifics, but in a real estate contract, there are certain time frames where certain things have to be delivered within. And if they're not delivered within, then it kind of negates somebody's ability to back out of a contract for that specific reason. And that is what happened in this case, was what needed to be delivered wasn't delivered. And Jeremy, because he knows the contract inside and out, because he trains so diligently and he like works on his craft on a daily basis, he knew that. And he was able to say, here's the situation that we're in. Here's a creative solution for you as a buyer that will make you as happy as it will make my sellers as well, and had the best interests of his sellers in mind when he did all of this. And everybody ended up being really happy, and everybody, like, the closing will happen and it's gonna be great. And that came because Jeremy works so hard on what he does, and everybody on this team does. And that's what we tell you, like, hey, if you know somebody that's in real estate and they're not doing this full time on an everyday basis, just be careful. Like, we really believe that full time is the way to go with this. That's why everybody on our team is full time, and that's why we train so hard and work so hard so we can deliver these stories of success on the radio and with other clients and with potential people. And so if that's you, like, if you're just thinking, like, I need to reach out to somebody and I don't know who to reach out to, reach out to us. 214-310-0008. You can go to touchyourmoneyteam.com. You can fill in a form on the website and one of our team members will reach out to you and we'll sit down with you and we'll talk about, is now the right time to buy a home or sell a home? Gibson, what you got?
I want to take a moment to read one of Jeremy's more recent reviews.
No, I thought you were going to tell us about Aggie baseball.
Oh, well, we can talk Aggie baseball. We're hot off the press of a win in Austin against the ugly orange team down there. Aggs take it 9-2.
If this was Todd, he'd be saying, careful. I'm not going to say that, though. Keep going.
Oh, as far as mentioning the preference of color. It's just a color. It's not at the school. It's not at the team. It's just the color. It's
just that burn.
That's Aggie baseball, 12-0. We'll see where we ride it out and make it to Omaha. That's the goal in mind. But
back to real estate.
As mentioned, one of Jeremy's more recent reviews. This is from a client named Christina that we know very well around here. Review reads, "My husband and I just used Jeremy Payne as our listing agent, and I highly recommend him. While selling your home can be stressful, Jeremy answered my questions and provided his expertise every step of the way. My husband is actually an agent on the team and still chose to go with Jeremy based on his listing experience. He met with us in the very beginning stages and explained everything he would need to, everything we would need to expect. He set proper expectations, and let me tell you, the over-under guarantee is real and it works. Jeremy received our first offer on our home only 27 hours after it hit the market for over asking price. He walked us through every offer we received and answered all our questions. Trust me, I ask a lot of questions. He was always available to chat if I needed him and did a phenomenal job from start to finish. He made the process as effortless and painless as possible. I am so grateful that we had the opportunity to work with Jeremy, and he will definitely be our listing agent moving forward if we move again.
Come on.
And that is who?
If you're following the story there, I am said agent, and that is my wife, Christina. So...
And yeah. My head's getting too big for the studio with all these small kind words, studio. So I might have to leave. Christina was incredible. Both these guys, Gibson and Christina, just got to move into kind of their dream home as their family's getting bigger. And
two bidets, we found out yesterday.
Yeah. Two bidets.
Two bidets. Yeah. We don't know how to use them, but we got bidets in the house. But yeah, they were incredible. And the joke the whole time was that she wanted a 28-hour sale, or I don't remember what it was, like 30 hours or something.
She was praying for... A 24-hour sale.
Yeah. And I told her, I was like, hey, just expectation-wise, we're looking in the neighborhood. There hasn't been a home sold faster than a week in like 6 months over there. Like nothing sells that quickly in this neighborhood. So I'm going to do my thing. You know, we're going to put all of our efforts in and do the full marketing plan and not treat you like a buddy or an employee or a colleague, but like a client, right? I'm going to walk you through the whole process and make sure that you're protected. And then called her within 2 days and was like, hey, guess what? And they were thrilled and super fun to work with. So appreciate that, Gibson.
That's always our goal. Always our goal is to exceed expectations of our clients. And if that's you, if you're thinking about that, reach out to us, 214-310-0008. Go to touchmoneyteam.com and fill in a form, and let's begin the conversation. Let's have a chat and see what makes the most sense for you. So let me say about Super Home Warranty. Actually, David, you want to tell me about Super Home Warranty?
My turn again?
Maybe. Let's see.
Give me Goosehead. I'd rather tell you about Goosehead, but we'll do Super.
I already did Goosehead, but tell him again. Tell him again about Goosehead.
Well, I called DP last week, and, you know, I got my six-month auto policy, and it was $2,900, and I was like, that's crazy. So I called DP, and he said, hang on. Spent a few minutes looking around. $2,200. Ding, 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 ding. Save me $700 just like that.
That's what he does. You can reach out to DP. You can give him a call, 214-614-8595, dp.lambert@goosehead.com. But let me tell you about Super Home Warranty. HelloSuper.com is where you can go. You can find out everything that they offer. They've been great for our clients. We fight to have a Super Home Warranty on every single one of our buyer clients' new homes. But they also take care and cover all of our sellers as they're getting ready to go on the market and while they're on the market in case something happens. So it really is something that allows our clients to sleep easy at night, is knowing that their home is covered by Super Home Warranty. Christine's been fantastic. You can go to hellosuper.com where you can find out if Super is the right company for you to represent and give you a home warranty. HelloSuper.com, or as always, go to touchyourmoneyteam.com, click the radio tab, and you can find all of our recommended pros and vendors right there. Jeremy, one quick question for you. What would you say is the number one question that you keep receiving from sellers right now that are maybe on the fence a little bit?
I think just how much can I get for my home? What's it worth? They don't necessarily, a lot of people don't understand closing costs and how those change throughout the year and over the years. And so it's just really the biggest question is the net. Like, how much can I walk away with? Does this process make sense for me and my family? And just need more information on whether they should even be considering moving or renting or whatever else.
Yeah, and a great place that people can go to, if you haven't checked on what your home valuation is recently, go to touchyourmoneyteam.com and realestatebroker.com, and right there you'll see a home valuation tab. Click that tab, and in less than a minute you can find out what your home would sell for. You can find out what it might rent for. You can, it's going to be able to tell you how much equity you have. It's going to give you a ton of information. And the really cool thing about the site that we use is that we can actually update that for you. It'll send you auto updates, but we can update that for you as well. You can jump on a call with Jeremy or with John or with myself, and we can talk you through the features that you can get on there and the ways that it can help you figure out, is now the right time to be able to sell? It's automated, so putting that out there, it's not going to be able to give you exact specifics to the penny as you might want. And if that's you and if you're just like, man, I would like more information, reach out to us. Just reply to an email or a text message and just say like, hey, I'd like something more custom. And we'll jump on a call with you and we'll figure out a time that we can come over, see the property, jump on a Zoom and actually give you more of that information. Again, go to toddtremoyateam.com and click on the home valuation tab.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I spend a lot of time talking with sellers who sometimes have unique homes, right? Or the automated valuation, you know, the tax records may not have the right square footage or the right beds and baths or things that happen pretty regularly. And so if you go and do that, you'll get some of my info and you'll be able to reach out and say, hey, here's the nuance of my house. It needs some work, or it actually needs completely renovated, or we just renovated it. And these are kind of the updates and the things we put in that we didn't, you know, have the ability to put onto the website or whatever else. And so we can customize that for you and you'll have access to me directly to be able to get like actual valuations, whether you're looking to sell or just fight taxes here in the next couple months, or, you know, do a refi, whatever it may be. We're here to help, and we've got the tools and the ability and resources to get you accurate live information as opposed to just what, you know, a random website says your home is worth.
Yeah, you mentioned the word custom there, and I think that's something that's really important that I get across to people, is that every time we sit down with somebody, whether that's a buyer or whether that's a seller, the plan of action for you and your specific needs is customized. It's going to be different for every single one of our clients because your needs are going to be different to somebody else's needs. Your home is going to be different to somebody else's home. Even if you're thinking it's the same home as my neighbor's, there's going to be things that's going to be different about it. So it's really important that every single time that we meet with a client, we're customizing what the plan is. That's what Jeremy is doing with every single one of the seller clients that he meets with. And John's doing the same thing. And David and Gibson and Brandon and Grady and Jason, they're doing the same thing for all of their buyer clients. It's not just on the sell side where it has to be custom. It needs to be on both sides of things. So if that's you, if you're thinking, man, I want that. I want somebody that can give me a customized plan, a customized way of buying or selling, give us a call, 214-310-0008. Go to toddtremoyateam.com, fill in a form, reach out to us, and one of our team members will get in contact with you. We will talk to you after it.
And now your host, Todd Tremonti.
No, still isn't here. Just, I don't know what he's doing. Just hanging out somewhere, not working. What are we going to do with him, Courtney? You're kind of
fired.
Your guess is as good as mine. But hey, we're here and we're going to have some more fun. We're going to hear some more stories. We're going to get into it. If you have a question, you can reach out to us with any questions at 214-310-0008. You can give us a call or text that number to be able to do that. In the first half, we were talking about just, you know, Jeremy mentioned one of the questions that's been asked about what, you know, how much a home is worth. David shared a really cool story. We talked a little bit about what we got to do with Gibson and his wife, and we're going to get into more of it here coming up. But before we do that, Grady, what do you got for us, Grady?
I've got a lot for you, Ian.
Grady, number one rule of radio is dead air time is not a good thing. Just as an FYI, we did prep you that you were going to do this, and you weren't prepped. So what do you got, Grady?
I got mortgage lending for you. hey, Cardinal Financial, Patrick Glaris and his team are our go-to people. We've got great relationships with them, been using them for years. You want to get right? Call Patrick and his team. NMLS number, nailed it that time, 308804 972-7283420 or patrickglaris.com.
Did you say if you want to get right,
you want to get right? We're trendy. You bring the 27-year-old on here, and I'm just going to start throwing words around.
Okay, yeah. If you want to get it right, if you are wanting to get a mortgage, if you're wanting to refinance or maybe get an investment property, do that. Get it right and go to patrickgleros.com where you can start an application on his website. You can give him a call at 972-728-3420, NMLS number 308804. You nailed it.
I'm going to call Patrick after this and be like, hey, I got you a new slogan. Let's get you right with Patrick Gleros. Make t-shirts, hats.
It's just all of it. Perfect. I'll yeah, do that, please. All right. Hey, before we get into some real estate stuff, I know this is everybody's favorite segment. Jackson told me specifically, the only reason I came into the studio today is if we can play the Cockney rhyming slang word of the week.
Yes.
Let's go.
Right?
Let's go.
We're all excited for it. Here's what I got. I'm going to say a word in Cockney rhyming slang, and you're going to tell me what the word means in English. Okay? Ready?
Ready.
No.
Daisy Roots.
Something about boots?
Oh, Brandon. Daisy Dukes.
Brandon.
Courtney, you got it right. First time.
Boots.
What? How about that? These daisies are made for walking.
You have to say your name to like answer.
No, okay, Connie doesn't have to. She can do what she wants. Wow. This is her show.
It's my show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're just here for it. That was it. That was apparently too easy. Connie's just, she's been doing this for too long now, guys. Too long. It was an exciting weekend. F1 was back last weekend. That was exciting. Anybody watch it?
I watched it.
Okay, Grady watched it. Max went out and just destroyed everybody as usual. But hey, it's going to be a long season. 23 more races. It's going
to
be fun.
I've got so many questions. We don't have to.
Well, you also don't have a mic either, so they can't hear the questions.
Would you like a microphone to regardless, answer, ask these questions?
Go ask me one question. Okay. Get a microphone, ask me one question.
Okay, talk to me. So there's teams that are listed. If I'm looking at the scoreboard, why are there two different Red Bull teams?
There is a main team, which is Red Bull, and then each of those teams have a kind of a feeder system team.
So it's like the JV team?
So like Mercedes and Williams are like a JV type team. So that's why there's two. And then they generally bring up drivers from their more like secondary team to fill slots in their primary team.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey,
that's a great question, Grady. Maybe that's the new segment. F1 question of the week.
We'll save people a lot of time, and we can go to American Racing and talk NASCAR.
Oh, I'm sorry, we've run out of time for this segment. Hey, I would love to hear from you though, Gibson, on a success story that you've had with a client recently.
Yeah,
and not yourself.
Just on the. Okay, yeah. Since I want to spend time on me, most definitely. Buy side, yeah. Recently, just helped our clients. Jen and Jeff secure a property out in Emory on Lake Fork. This was kind of a long-term goal for them to just get a little bit further out from DFW, get out of the concrete jungle and find something that's a little bit closer to where they want to be. And it's a incredible house, but the story to it is that we were able to get them in contract on this thing opening week, $10,000 under what the listing price was. But the big profile kicker for them was the fact that we had a house to sell in Garland and we weren't even on the market. So a big thing you see, especially on the buy side, just as far as your particular client's profile, it can be unattractive if you have a property that needs to sell. You're contingent of obviously funding your new purchase with the proceeds from the sale of that home. And the most unattractive piece to that profile is if that house is not even actually on the market. So that was the case for them. We were able to, just bring assurances to the listing agent and the seller of that home because we had a marketing plan built. We had their house, what we call push button ready, photos, staging, all those things that already been taken in place. And the reasoning for the strategy was that it was a little bit harder to find, this dream property. We spent a couple months looking. A lot of opportunities arose, but it wasn't the right one for them. And once we were able to do that, I simply was able to just pass the buck to Jeremy, and we listed their home, sold it within a week, 10,000 over listing price. So they won on the buy side and then immediately won on the sell side. Synchronized closing dates to close on the same exact day, and they are thrilled and excited, and we just keep telling them, you don't know how unique this situation is, just getting a property in contract when you've got a house to sell and it's not even on the market.
Look, if you're thinking of selling and not buying, or thinking of buying because you don't own a home, it's already important to have like a customized game plan. If you're doing both at the same time, now it becomes like exponentially more important, because you can end up like homeless for a week if things don't happen right and things don't go the way it's supposed to. It's so important to meet with people and have that plan in place to get things synchronized together, to make sure that the home gets sold and that the purchase can happen, so that you're not in limbo. You're not having to go stay with friends, or not having to try and stay with family, or you know, move into a storage locker for a little bit while renting a hotel room. Like, that just sounds awful. Like, that is not what we want to happen. So if that's you, if you're thinking about buying and selling and doing them at the exact same time, reach out to us, give us a call, we'll sit down with you. You'll get two experts that will sit with you. You'll get one that will be working with you on the sell side, John or Jeremy. You'll get one that will be working with you on the buy side, David, Gibson, Grady, Jason, Mari. Depending on which side of the Metroplex you're on, is going to depend who that is. But they will sit with you and they will talk to you and they will get that plan in place. 214-310-0008, 214-310-0008. Go to toddtremontyteam.com, fill in a form, and we will reach out to you and we will start that process going. Hey, Jeremy, I got a question for you. Ready? He's very excited. Yes. Why do you like working with Republic Title?
I don't really. I love working with Public Title. See what I did
there? Ooh,
gotcha. Sneaky. I had a lot of looks coming my way.
Sneaky.
Republic Title is incredible. They are local. These people treat my clients, they treat me like family. And honestly, the title company is one of the biggest people involved in the transaction. You've got buyers and sellers and agents, but at the end of the day, all of the money goes through the title company. You've got title policies. They're the ones that are doing all the research to make sure that the buyer can legally own that home outright and nobody else has a claim to it. And so we love Republic Title. We use their Richardson office. They've got a bunch of offices throughout the Metroplex, and they're incredible. Their phone number, 972-423-8777. If you have any questions about your home or title or anything along those lines. But Christina Dubree is the business development lady over there that takes care of our team. And we could not say higher things about those guys. I love them.
Yep, republictitle.com is where you can go to find out more information about all the services that they offer. Christina is awesome, and she hates being on the radio, but that's okay. Not everybody has to love it. We still think she's awesome. Brandon, you got a mic?
Got a mic.
I would love to hear a story from you on something that's been going on with one of your clients.
Oh, that seems like a specific story, not just any random story.
Yes, I would like it to be real estate about one of your clients. Would be great.
You're kind of putting me here in a corner. So I just had a client that was a great client. He was fantastic. Moving to the Dallas area from California. The situation was, I don't want to go into a bunch of detail, but it's just not kind of his ideal situation for why he was making a move. But we sat down and talked about it, and ended up he had to back out for a little bit. We got under contract. He had to back out of that contract. We were able to save him his option and earnest money. Talk to the people because of the relationships that I had built throughout the process. Was able to save his option and earnest money, move that over to the next house that he wanted to purchase. Everything was smooth sailing from there. Kind of knocked out things one by one. He did on the first house, he was going to get a fridge and blinds. And when he backed out, I was able to negotiate for him to get fridge, washer, dryer, and blinds in the next house. So
it's like the price is right.
It is. It is a little bit. Yeah. So we I mean, I worked real hard to try to get him the best deal possible. And it, you know, like we always say, when it's the right time for you, your family, and your finances, well, the first go around wasn't the right time. The second go around was the right time, and we were able to get him an even better deal during that process.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a really, really cool thing that you got to do there. And again, that's being an expert. That's knowing how to negotiate, knowing how to get the best result for one of your clients, and fighting really, really hard to do that. If you want somebody that's going to represent you in that way, give us a call. Text us, call us, 214-310-0008. Go to touchmoneyteam.com. You can fill in any of the forms that's on the website. They're all going to come through to us, and one of our team members will give you a call. They will reach out to you to discuss whatever it is that you have a question about, whether that's buying, selling, investing, or all of the above. Give us a call, 214-310-0008. I want to talk about an article with you guys that got sent to me. The article was titled, Here's the Income You Need to Afford a 500K Home in Every State. And it's what I find interesting is that they've taken, I don't know where they got all this information from, but they basically say in Texas, you need an income of $133,000 a year to be able to buy a 500K house and put 20% down. Now, again, that's a really hard number to try and figure out how you got to it, because situationally, everything's different. You don't necessarily have to have $133,000 income if you have savings, right? So different things like that. But what's the way that I want to tie this into a question for you guys is, when you're sitting down and talking with somebody and they're getting pre-approved, they would go through Patrick and they would get pre-approved, how do you help somebody understand, budget-wise, where should they actually be buying? Like, what's the right number for that person? Like, do you have questions with people like that? Do they say to you, hey, we're pre-approved for 400, but we'd like to ideally be around 3? Like, how do you help people figure out where they should be financially if they're not sure of where they should be?
Yeah, most of the time, it's not the purchase price. It's more so, hey, what's our monthly payment going to be? I think that is the big number to get people to hone in on, and allow them to either compare that to a rent that they're currently dealing with, or just take the outlook for their financial picture and understand, okay, we can allocate this amount of funds monthly to a purchase, and that makes sense for us. If they're pre-approved at 400 and looking at properties at 300, obviously that's the easier of the scenarios. It's when they're pre-approved up to a certain amount, because you'll get pre-approval from lenders and banks and whoever you're working with. We prefer Patrick Valeros. But moral of the story there is, when folks start stretching that number and their pre-approval is higher than actually what a monthly payment they can manage, and that's when the circling in, checking about their family and their finances, what makes sense, and then having an expert on the buy side guide them through this emotional process and make sure that they're not stretching that payment somewhere to where, hey, obviously in the emotional week or two of sending offers on properties, you can put reason to what you're going to spend on that payment, but slowing the client down, walking them through it and saying, hey, when we first sat down, your goal was to keep your payment at said price, and we're not working towards that at this purchase price.
One of the most frustrating things that I hear, and it really makes me angry, is when we talk to people that are like, hey, we got into this house, and I think in retrospect, we never should have bought it. It was too much for us, and we weren't guided in the right way. We feel like we were let down by our agent because they just wanted to get the commission out of it, and they didn't like have our best interest in mind. I don't hear it a lot, but I've heard it. I've heard people say that, and it's really sad because now they're being forced into a move because they can no longer afford the house. I know for Audrey and I, whenever we've bought a home, we've always tried to base it on like one income. Like, can we, if something was to happen, one of us was to lose a job, could we still afford to be in this house? And so that's how we've always tried to do it. But yeah, it's figuring out what's going to be most comfortable. Like, what's the right decision for your family? And I always just think worst case scenario. But one thing I want to say really quickly is that Patrick actually texted me a few days ago with some really cool news for first-time homebuyers that I'm going to share for the first time on the show. So he just said, hey, we have a new program for first-time homebuyers that we are one of the only lenders able to access as part of a pilot group with Fannie Mae. It gives the buyer a $6,500 grant, which does not have to be repaid, along with $500 credit towards appraisal and another $500 towards a home warranty based on where they live currently, not where they buy. No limits on their income.
I want that. I want that.
Oh, I want that. I want that. First time home buyers?
Yeah.
He didn't tell me about that. I'm calling him today.
Brand new. I'm just breaking news.
Breaking news.
That's me, the newsbreaker.
$6,500
yes,
a grant?
A grant of $6,500 plus $500 credit for appraisal plus $500 for
that's
going to
help people a lot.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge help. And especially in this market where rates are still higher, right? They've started to come down. There's more optimism than there's been recently. Jeremy just said, hey, we really saw a shift on the sell side of things, kind of that middle part of December. And it's been a continual shift. We've begun seeing, like, you know, people are coming back out, more buyers are coming out, homes are getting sold for a little bit more than was expected. But at the same time, home buyers are still able to find tremendous deals, especially if they have somebody that's able to represent them that has knowledge and has expertise, which is what I think we all have here on the Todd Tremonti team. And you can reach out to us, like I've told you, 214-310-0008, or go to toddtremontiteam.com and fill in one of those forms, and we'll give you a call and talk about whatever your needs are. Let me tell you about Good Garage Floors, though, really quick. GoodGarageFloors.com. You can go and you can find out all the different things that they do. Todd recently had them at his house. He finished off the garage floors for them. They look amazing, right? What were your thoughts on his floors, David?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want some of those.
Yeah, they're sweet. They're really, really cool looking. They just said they're about to go back out and they're going to finish off a basketball court type thing outside. Then they're going to do all that stuff too. So they can do, you know, they can do like outdoor sports courts. They can do garages. There's a bunch of other things they can do. GoodGarageFloors.com is where you can see everything that they do.
And that's
do
one of those things in Dallas-Fort Worth that can upgrade your little house is a refinished garage floor. I think windows are obviously a great thing to get, and a garage floor is fantastic.
What do you think about roofs? Do you think they're pretty important?
Roofs? Roof is good too.
Do we say roof or roof?
I say it wrong. Okay. Roof.
Roof?
Okay. Yeah. Great. It's just David says roof. You know who does really good roofs?
Tell me.
PMR Roofing or Roofing.
Roughing.
PMR Roofing. Jordan Collins is our guy over there. If you didn't already know this, and this might be more breaking news to everybody in this studio, the roof covers the entire house.
Wow.
Huh?
That's
did you know that?
News to me.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Covers the entire house. It's actually a really, really important piece of the house. It keeps things like rain from getting in your house.
Ooh.
Snow.
Ooh, none of that.
The sun.
Ooh.
It's pretty important. And you might want to get your roof checked out if you haven't had it checked out. We are about to get into the just blazing heat of summer. I am not excited. This is just the part of year I want to leave. I just want to get out of Texas, go somewhere cold. But I won't. I'm going to hang around. As always, I'll be here. PMR Roofing is really, 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 really a great company. I just know so many people that have used them. They do great work. You can email Jordan at PMRroofing.com. You can call them 214-957-9839. Reach out to them. Go to ToddTremontiteam.com. Click on the radio tab, and you can find all of the recommended pros and vendors that we've talked about on the show. All of their information will be right there. Any final pieces of advice for the listeners of today's show from anybody that wants to speak up about either a question you're being asked or just something important that you want them to know about today's market?
I think what Gibson said about slowing down and don't just call the day of and you saw a house driving down the street and want to get pre-approved and buy it tomorrow. That's not wise. I'd say call us, let's get a consultation on the calendar, spend an hour, just an hour to buy a you know, the biggest purchase of your life. Let's at least talk about it an hour and spend a little time with the lender talking with Patrick talking about it as well.
I like to tell people that you can never start the process of buying or selling a home too early. It's impossible to start it too early because the worst case scenario is you're just having a conversation. You're just talking with somebody about what the options are. That's not starting something too early. That's being smart about what you're doing. You can absolutely start too late.
And we'll be the first people to tell you if it doesn't make sense.
We're going to be here regardless. We're not going anywhere. If you meet with us and we're like, this does not make sense for you, you need to probably put that on hold for a year. Guess what? We're still going to be here in a year. We're all going to be here doing this because we love what we get to do on a daily basis. We love being in the office together. We love playing. We love hanging out. But we love like making wins for our clients. That's the thing that we start every single day here in the office with 30 minutes of good news. What has gone on either personally or professionally, which we want to share. And that's something that's unique. That's not happening in a lot of places. But we get to share really cool stories of the things that we've done with our clients. And we've shared a few of those with you today. And if you want to be one of those success stories, give us a call, 214-310-0008, or go to totramoneyteam.com, fill in any of the forms that you see on the website, click submit, and one of our team members will reach out to you. We can schedule a time that we can sit down and we can begin the process of helping you have an amazing success story, whether that's buying, selling, or both. 214-310-0008, 214-310-0008, or go to touchmoneyteam.com.
Peace.